This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher going through the charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of July 4th to the 8th, as we have the usual and the unusual to talk about the impact of social media. I notice that's one of the things that's here, but that's only one of 10 stories, and one we have a list of 10 people. Michael's going to go through those with us right now, or excuse me, I got to get my gerundive correct there, Michael. You are going to, you're not gonna, but you're going to go through the list, I assume, because that's why you're here, right?
Gonna. Actually gonna and wanna.
Rhea.
Wanna, W-A-N-N-A, or Ghana, G-O-N-N-A. Those are words.
Shame on you for using that kind of language.
Texting has changed the English language. We have shortened words, and it really started with emails. And actually, people are pretty informal. I'm fascinated by how over the past 20, 25 years, maybe more, the word hello and its accompanying word hi have been changed to hey.
Yes. That's right. I say that a lot myself when I'm talking to people instead of saying, and it's popular vernacular on a lot of television shows like Chicago PD. When these guys all get together, it's hey. You don't say hi. You're right.
If you watch a lot of the television series, you know, like you mentioned Chicago PD or, you know, there's Law and Order and, you know, all these shows that are on for years and years, almost every scene where people get together started with, hi, and hello are deteriorating in their popularity of usage. And hey, now I originally, when I first noticed hey, I was insulted by it. It's like, don't. You know, hay is for horses. Remember that?
Better for cows. If you don't like it, you can eat grain. Yes, that's the old farm expression.
But the English language is constantly changing. All right, let's talk about this. At number 10, we have big tech, and that encompasses everything from censorship to the adventures of Elon Musk.
What about TikTok? Does it encompass TikTok?
Oh, TikTok is changing the way human beings are wired.
Really?
Cerebral, neurological, and sociological impact of TikTok. I can't even begin to tell
you. Are you a fan of TikTok? Are you spending time every day looking at some of the TikTok videos?
Yes.
You are. Okay.
I spend not a lot of time, but I do spend some time every day. I'm a fan of YouTube. And YouTube has picked up on TikTok. I would not be like a TikTok person, but you can't do YouTube anymore without seeing what they call shorts. And much of that has been inspired by or is actually duplicative of. That's a hard word.
Good
TikTok.
Word.
TikTok. Yeah. At number 9, we have race relations and immigration. At number 8, we have COVID-19, and that's tied with the new kid in town, monkeypox. At number 7, abortion rights. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign affairs. Boris Johnson's resignation is at number 5. The economy is at number 4. Number 3, partisan politics and primaries. Number 2, the January 6th committee hearings. And number 1, the parade shooting, guns, violence, crime, all up there. And it's interesting, this would have been a short week from a news standpoint, although that's basically a thing of the past. But the big story took place on Monday, the 4th of July. So everybody in the media has been working all week. The top 10 people, Elon Musk at 10, Jalen Walker at number 9, a shooting victim who sparked race relations discussions. Vladimir Putin at 8, Clarence Thomas at 7, Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom at number 6.
There's a pair.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that might be the ticket.
Yeah, there's a choice for you. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Or screaming from the boat with those two.
Donald Trump is at 5. Cassidy Hutchinson still out there at number 4. Liz Cheney at 3. Robert Cremo at III is at number two, and Joe Biden is at number one. And there's a snapshot of what we've been talking about this week in talk radio.
Do you ever confuse Marjorie Taylor Greene with Liz Cheney?
How so? In terms of...
kind of looks... The superficial stuff. You don't know what to say after I ask.
I haven't confused them. But the reason I stopped for a second is I do know in my own life women that look like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So when I see her, sometimes I go, "What? Oh, it's her."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Cheney is kind of a I don't know. She's a conservative.
Yes, she is. Well, so is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, but fight here is who's going to out-conservative the other person, which woman is more conservative than the other.
My personal opinion, Liz Cheney is far more of a legitimate individual in terms of the national conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, exactly. You know, number four this week is the economy. And for those of you who are naysayers, worried, we're going to have a recession. Things are going down the tube. Everything's horrible. Stock markets went up this week for the first time in a while. As a matter of fact, the S&P had a four-day winning streak, the longest since March. So could we be, can we be, will we be out of the so-called recession, or will the news media talk us into it so that we really believe that everything's going to hell? How is that going to work, Michael? What do you think?
I think that that there's a disconnect between the I think there's a disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street. That says it all. As for whether the news media is driving a recession, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that the economic picture is very confusing, and I don't think anybody fully has a handle on it.
But how does anybody know what's going on without the news media and the things that are in the news media that aren't really news that take apart things? For example, there was a big to-do when the Fed announced that they were probably going to go up another half a point with the interest rates. The same day, the mortgage rate announcement posted a decline, falling from 5.7% to 5.3%. Well, last year at this time, it was 3.5%. And then the year before that, it was 2.9%. Actually, go back to last July, you could get mortgages for 2.9%.
Yeah, well, the answer to your question, at the beginning of that, there was a question, yes, how is one to know what to know about the economy if there are all these competing indicators? And the answer is, read them all, study them all, take them all in, and eventually make your own choice.
How do you do that? How do you do that? How does Michael Harrison do that?
One, I'm extremely conservative when it comes to investing in anything. When everybody's running left, I may run right. I'm a zigger when they zag and a zagger when they zig. I am not quick to buy into. You got to get a house now because the bubble's going to keep, not the bubble, the prices are going to go. I see bubbles everywhere. I see bubbles everywhere. So how I deal with it is I'm very careful. Because I much of it is just hype by the commercial factors involved to get you to spend money. And have you noticed that anything that is for sale, whether it's gold or real estate, all of which are hedges against the shrinking dollar,
right.
What is it that they ask you for in exchange for these things? Dollars.
Dollars.
I've never seen anybody say, you know... I'll give you gold, well, you know, especially in the gold market, and I don't want to say anything disparaging about the gold market, because many of the sponsors of the stations that we're heard on have golds as sponsors.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, gold is the ultimate hedge against, you know, inflation and the shrinking dollar. But if you want to buy gold, all these gold dealers, they take dollars for it. Why are they trading their gold for dollars if they don't think gold
is good? Why don't you trade gold for gold?
Or something. Or this whole cryptocurrency.
Yeah, right.
How the hell can a currency be a commodity? A currency is supposed to be stable. To use the term currency, that means it's currency. You don't invest all your money in a currency. There is a currency market, but it's supposed to be a stable market. Any currency that's not stable is not a currency. The whole Bitcoin thing smelled from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so
a lot of people made a lot of money on it, though.
But they,
translating Bitcoin into dollars.
That's the point.
Bring it all back to dollars. Thanks very much. Doug Steffen here, talking about term provider for a moment, the easy way to buy life insurance. You can protect your family, and you can get peace of mind. So let's say you got high blood pressure, maybe diabetes. It's not a problem for term provider. They shop all of the insurance carriers, so you don't have to, and you'll get the best possible deal, the best rate, no matter what is your problem. Call term provider now, 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777. Term provider will help you like they've helped hundreds of thousands of people get a term life in a circumstance that they didn't think they could get one. So it doesn't make any difference what your problem is. You may be a little porky, you may have diabetes, whatever it is. Call this number now and satisfy yourself. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month. That's your future, pal. Call term provider, 800-230-2777.
Here's Rusty Wallace for Skechers Footwear with Goodyear Rubber.
When I used to race at over 200 miles per hour, there was only one tire I trusted to keep me safe and connected to the track, Goodyear. So when Skechers put Goodyear Performance Rubber on their footwear, I raced to Skechers to get a pair. You see, Skechers uses Goodyear Rubber to enhance their footwear's traction, durability, and stability in almost any weather condition on almost any surface. Find a pair of Skechers with Goodyear at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, so let's check in with something that I am very interested in your thoughts about, the Muslim city of Mecca being the place for the annual pilgrimage, which starts this weekend, the Hajj, H-A-J-J. Because there are so many people now in our country and so many people around the world who have converted or who are practicing that religion, and one wonders how 1 million people, this is not a really, it's not a big city, it's not a big place, but airplane loads of people come in from all over the world, and all they want to do is be seen in that they're walking into the main part of the city. And it's amazing. Mecca is the Mecca for the Hajj, which is going on, I think, this weekend. So it's just that's a current event sort of a thing that doesn't find its place in the story list or the people list, but a way to fill 35, 40 seconds with information, Michael, and now it's 21 after the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three after the hour, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. He's the executive president, vice president. He's in charge. Let's just put it that way. And he has his people working. The staff is checking with radio stations all week long, all over the country, talking to hosts to come up with the research for the story list and the people list, which is the main reason that we're here to talk about things in adjunct positions. So I was just talking about the Hajj. And I used it as a precursor to a conversation, even though you didn't know that's what I was really doing, to the President of the United States going to the Middle East to talk with the Saudi King and the Crown Prince and all the other folks. Bilateral talks he's going to have as he goes next week to the Middle East. So it wasn't Biden the one who said that the prince is a boob or something close to that? I think he said something a little harsher than that.
I don't know what he said, but he won't be the first American president to meet with them.
I think
Trump did as well.
Well, I think that but there's been I go back to the George Bush father days when apparently as the head of the CIA, he got the goods on whatever was going on with the Saudi royal family. And I think that's what was the beginning of a long and wonderful relationship, because George Bush, after he was unprecedented, does that make sense? He became the president. He was no longer the president. But he and a couple of the members of his cabinet made a deal with the Saudis. It had to do with land, and they all became very rich because of whatever went on with it. And this is the same thing. All the American news media is always accusing presidents and other high officials of making deals that are good for them after they get out of office. Can you imagine, Michael?
Why would they report such things? These are good people. They would never do that.
Never do that. No.
They put duty above personal gain.
They do, as a matter of fact. How did you know?
Otherwise, they wouldn't be elected. How could anybody be elected in America where everybody is so intelligent and the news media is so objective? How can anybody get office if they were to use the power of the office for their own personal gain, even abuse power? It doesn't happen. These are good people.
Right. Thank you for that. Anyway, you have Joe Biden says he said something about the killers of Khashoggi. Can remember that guy that was he got killed and cut up in pieces.
Terrible.
And it was thought that the Crown Prince was behind it. And it is, I think they found proof that the Crown Prince was behind it. So why would Joe Biden go over and talk to the likes of these people? Is it good for business? I think one of the things he's supposed to talk about is how hostile the Saudis are to the Jews. That's on the agenda.
He'll tell them not to be. And
right.
He will show them that they shouldn't be hostile to Jews, and they'll change their mind.
Why are they hostile to Jews? What is that? They're all the... Yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, everybody comes to the same place. And Semitic... It's interesting that this has gone on for as long as it has, and yet there's nobody that seems to want to put everybody together. The Palestinians fighting the Israelis.
Maybe Joe Biden will go there and straighten it all out. Because he's a very, very articulate individual.
Joe is going to sign, before he goes to the Middle East, he's going to, and we're talking about Joe because he's number one on the people list this week, he's going to sign an executive order before he goes, supposedly to help safeguard access to abortion and contraception and that sort of thing. The Democrats could have codified Roe 5, 6, 7 years ago when Obama was president. I think he promised, right? Didn't we have that conversation? Somebody has had
a
conversation.
It's a complicated story, but to sum it up, yeah, they could have done more than they did. They didn't do what they could have done when they had the power
to do it. Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of power, I have the power to stop the conversation for a while because it's 28 past the hour.
Including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects.
Free, Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the made-for-TV January 6th committee continues, Trump advisor Steve Bannon says he will testify at a public hearing after he received a letter from President Trump waiving executive privilege. A wildfire in Yosemite National Park that's threatening some of the world's oldest giant sequoia trees has triggered evacuation orders after growing fivefold over the weekend. The Washburn fire started last Thursday and has burned at least 2,044 acres by Sunday evening. Nancy Philippe, a Yosemite Fire Information spokesperson, Sunday.
It looks pretty scary, and we're going full force on our suppression tactics.
Elon Musk's SpaceX launched 46 internet satellites and landed the returning rocket on a platform at sea Sunday night. The launch originated from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden is overreaching with his executive order on abortion, but he won't protect the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling against Roe. South Carolina Representative Republican Ralph Norman on Newsmax weighs in.
This administration under Joe Biden is out of touch with reality. On the abortion issue, this is states' rights versus federalism. And for him to do this, along with everything else, I mean, why isn't he protecting the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling? Now, why is he letting them run, you know, run Judge Kavanaugh out of a restaurant, I understand, this past week? I mean, it makes no sense. He's overreaching. He's out of touch. And the midterms could not come quick enough for us to bind this man or at least slow him down on what he's doing to this country, which is unexcusable. And he's not going to condemn the actions because I think that his left, socialist left that's controlling him and the cabal that's running this country is not letting him. And people know that he's not really running the country. He's taking his orders from a far left group.
The Texas House Investigating Committee's preliminary report on the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is expected to be released within the next 10 days. The chairman of the committee, Representative Dustin Burroughs, is pushing for the report to include the critical 77 minutes of hallway surveillance video. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on Talk Radio Coast to Coast, as the Dougettes sing the way into your hearts, Michael.
The Dougettes, I love
it. The Dougettes, yes, let's hear it for the Dougettes. Doug Steffen with the Michael Harris. Yes, you were wondering.
I was wondering where those singers came from.
There you go.
Do they live like jingle singers? Or do they live in Jingle Land, you know?
They came from Gun Hill Road. That's where they live.
Gun Hill Road.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Number one this week on the story list, all the shootings. There are a lot of people who are philosophizing now. Research is being done on the theories that seem to be on people's minds. It's pretty simple. I think that, I don't know, the quest for understanding these mass shootings, 300 of which have happened in our country since the beginning of the year. It's usually black on black, and it's in places like Chicago. It's in a 4 or 5 square block area where all the shooting takes place. And it's usually drug related. I don't have to read this research. I got it in my head. Just read what's going on. So the question really is not why it's happening or what, you know, the story, it's in black neighborhoods, blah, blah, blah. What are we doing about it? And it's like immigration. Zero. Nothing. Nobody's doing anything about it. Except, am I right or wrong? Posturing. It's all about posture.
Well, I'm not sure if I necessarily want to go down the path of it being a black phenomenon, because it's way more than that. But that aside, what are we doing about it? We're posturing.
Yeah.
I heard somebody just say that. Posturing.
Thank you.
You hit on a magic word. Mm-hmm. Because politicians know that they don't have the power, nor necessarily it being expedient to their careers to actually do something about it. It might take too long to do it. It might be politically unpopular to do it, whatever it is. They go to great lengths at appearing to do something about it. And it could be any of the problems we have. There's this great rush to optics. That's the word that we hear, a terrible word, optics. When you hear optics, don't trust what it is, because it's how something appears. Remember the old expression, perception is reality?
Yep.
They want to create the perception that they're doing something, but almost nothing that's being done actually will help the problem. My opinion, the problem is one of our character and our individual natures.
Well, yeah, but how do we get our character and what makes us the individuals that we are?
Our education system and our parents.
Mm-hmm. So are our parents in charge of our education system? We think we are because we elect members of the school board, but are we really? Because the school board hires a superintendent who hires administrators to hire teachers, and most of them these days, especially in urban suburban areas, are all guilty, if that's the right word, of like think. They like speak, they like think. It's all about political correctness and all the, you got to refer, it's not education, it's socializing that goes on in schools today, I think, anyway. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of that going on. I think that we have to revisit, the objectivity with which we run our educational institutions. Mm-hmm. We have to re-examine objectivity versus subjectivity, but we are at a time in our communications history in which subjectivity is becoming the dominant platform as opposed to objectivity, because objectivity doesn't sell. And that's the problem.
It's all about sales. Yeah. I'm with you. That's a great thought. You know, I was, as we were thinking about, well, you just said something when I said a lot of crime is black on black. The stats suggest that. But I then was, my mind wandered as you were talking. Not that I wasn't paying attention to you, but I was.
Very telling. Thank you.
I wandered back into the days.
While you were talking, I went out for a pizza. But that's
good,
okay,
for you.
We do very well.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the violence that our country is so prone to, the rest of the world looks on America as a very violent country, even though the history of mankind is full of violence.
And don't forget that Japan's former prime minister was assassinated. Blowing
right.
their minds. But I don't want to divert you. Go ahead.
No, that's an interesting comparative because there are very strict laws in Japan.
That's the point.
About gun ownership. And you don't ever really hear much about people getting shot up. You know, they may get chopped up by a machete, but they don't get shot. And what we're so fascinated. And I guess I go back to when guns and how do we get fascinated? I'm reminded of what Colt, who developed the gun, Nobel, who developed dynamite, and either Oppenheimer or Teller, who developed the A-bomb, I can't remember which one of them said it, wish they never had done. Colt said toward the end of his life he wished he had never developed the gun. Nobel said many times, that's why he put all of his money into the Nobel Peace Prizes, because he was ashamed of himself for developing dynamite. And Teller and Oppenheimer, either both of them or one of them, I can't remember which one, as I said, they were horrified at what they'd created in the A-bomb.
Yeah, well, technology is a double-edged sword. And when you invent a new weapon, you can be sure eventually it'll be used against you. That's why we call it, you know, shooting yourself in the foot, you know, hoisting yourself on your own petard. I've never fully understood that. But it sounds good. But
yeah.
but that's the point. Now, you know, and in terms of the whole thing about mechanized guns, you know, machine guns, A-15s or 14s or 13s or whatever. You know, suppose suddenly somebody invents a portable nuclear device and every home in case, you know, you're invaded. Well, would that come under the Second Amendment? That if they try to take away your nuclear device, that you were now
isn't it crazy? We asked a question at the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com, on our social media, Good Day on Air on Twitter and Good Day Radio Show on Facebook and Instagram. The question was: do high-powered rifles belong in civilian hands? And one of the people who responded, I just kind of chuckled. This lady, Diana, said, if anybody claims they need an AR-15 to go hunt, then they must be a terrible shot. And I thought to myself, that was amusing. But right.
But the basic theory is that the civilian population should have the same access to the arms that the government has. Mm-hmm. That there has to be parity between civilians' ability.
Who came up with that theory? Where did that come from?
Me.
Do you know? Oh, you're saying that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is studying this, it basically is that way. In other words, if they say, well, the Second Amendment entitles you to have a slingshot. You know, or at one time was a major weapon. You know, whatever. So basically, if you follow it, the whole idea of the right to bear arms means the right to be able to combat the government if the government decides to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but we're supposed to be more sophisticated than that. We get rid of the bad government by going to the voting booth and not with a gun. Although you can't prove that by looking at what happened on January 6th, that's for sure.
See, we're dealing with problems that are traceable to our own nature. That's what I'm trying to say is we humans have a terrible time dealing with ourselves because the human, you know, Homo sapiens, what we are, this species of life, is very dangerous, very diverse, very mysterious.
We can't control ourselves, basically. And then you have things like what happened in Uvalde. By the way, the police chief resigned from the city council. That's the weirdest thing. That whole city and how it operates, man, what a mishmash of...
What happens is these tragedies reveal how dysfunctional some of our municipalities are, whether they're the federal government or they're a local town.
You know what I thought of when you talked about a slingshot?
Mm-hmm.
David and Goliath.
Yes.
That's
the best slingshot story, and it's a great story that is used to make a lot of points.
43 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with an invitation to go to a website that is populated by a lot of smart people. Smart people who are in charge at Calitrin, and smart people who go in to look around and figure out how they can lose weight, more importantly, keep it off. Those are the stories by the hundreds that are there at toploss.com. So if I'm just introducing you to this philosophy and this product for the first time, they've been sponsors of this program, my various programs, for well over 5 years, actually almost 6 years, telling the story, and they've been around, by the way, for 25 years, so their story is fabulous and successful because how would you survive in business if you weren't doing the right thing for 25 years? No more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural healthy choice to help you lose weight safely and, more importantly, to keep it off. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the information. You can spend hours there looking at where it's made and how it's made and what's in it and all that stuff, and then read the testimonials as to how well it works. Check it all out at toploss.com. And then when you get ready to buy, use the discount code Doug. You'll get free shipping, and you'll be able to buy as many. The 4th of July special, which continued for another week, you have the ability to buy 3 and get 3 free. You can buy 30 and get 30 free right now. What a huge opportunity to bring everybody in your family into the inner circle of losing weight and successfully keeping it off. That's what you want, the all-natural way. Visit toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug and get healthy the right way with Calitrin.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. This weekend, 99% of the world's population will get sunlight at the same time. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Nighttime, daytime is the same for everybody all around the world. 6.4 billion people will see twilight and sunlight at the same time because of the length of the day. Pretty amazing.
At the same time in their time zone. I mean,
yes.
It's not going to be daylight at midnight
yes.
in Moscow.
Yeah, no, it'll be daylight at some point. Most of the world will see sunshine at the same time.
I'm so excited, I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to run out to the beach facing the east and praise the sun for appearing again. You ever do that? You ever watch the sun come up over the Atlantic Ocean or go down over the Pacific
Ocean? Oh, yeah. Right. I get up. Amazing. I'm the farmer. I get up early before the sun most every day.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. I love seeing the sun come up. And I've had very romantic experiences in Hawaii as the sun set. So those are the two. They're important parts of the day, but the whole day,
next
if you're...
Week, yeah. Next yeah. week on this show, could we spend the entire hour discussing your romantic experiences in Hawaii? That sounds very interesting.
I'm sure, yeah, right. That's it. The Talk Radio Countdown Show and the top 10 stories that Doug has in his past with various ladies. Okay, that'll be good. And then we, on the people list, we could name those 10 ladies, right? We could do that?
Hey, if you're game, what the heck?
Maybe no, I think
it'll be even better than American Family Farmer.
You think?
It'll be American Gigolo.
Who did that song? Who did that song? Who did American Gigolo? There's a song.
Was it Blondie?
No. Mm-mm. No. But anyway. Okay. So we've squandered a lot of your time on this program.
Haven't they tuned out?
No, they haven't tuned out. Not at all. They're waiting for the next thing. So you got to stick around for a little bit because it continues. This is 10 before the hour with the charts and the focus, among other things, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, Everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have 2 clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Suspense in figuring out why we're playing the theme from The Godfather here as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to discuss and celebrate the life of James Caan, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. So you must have lots of thoughts about the movies that you've seen that he was in. He was in, he had, what, 171 acting credits or something like that to his name, television, some good TV shows, great movies back when he was a kid. I think his first film was El Dorado, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was in, it wasn't 60, they believe it was 66. That movie airs all the time, or did a lot.
Yeah,
on,
it still does. It's on the Cowboy
on channels.
TV.
Yeah, they got a big break in, we've been doing this for a long time. A lot of celebrity deaths over, you know, almost a 30-year period, me being on the air with you. This was felt weird, like, the announcement, because he was, like, very unique type of persona, both on and off film. You know, he did a TV movie in 71 that was pretty acclaimed called Brian's Song.
Yeah.
That was terrific. One of the highest-rated TV movies of all time at the time, co-starring with Billy Dee Williams. Obviously got a big break in 72.
Brian Piccolo. Yep.
Yes, very good, powerful, emotional film. 72, he got The Godfather, Sonny. 75, Rollerball. That was a great movie. Thief in 81, a Michael Mann movie, a terrific film. But I got to tell you, my favorite James Caan movie was in 74. He did a movie called The Gambler, which I think is the definitive film on gambling addiction. He played a college professor who got hooked on gambling. It has one of the most poetic, powerful endings of any film in the 1970s. I thought he was great in that film. And then he had, like, sort of a quiet period in his film career where he had to reinvent himself, and then in 88 popped up in a movie called Alien Nation opposite Mandy Patinkin, which became a decent or moderate-sized hit at the box office. And then he was cast in Rob Reiner's Misery at opposite Kathy Bates in 1990. There were a lot of people who said he was miscast. I didn't think he was. I thought he was really good. And then he wound up popping up on TV, his first forte into a full-blown TV show, Las Vegas.
Yeah,
on NBC, which is really good, really, really good. And then obviously played Elf, Buddy's father in Elf in 2003. But Honeymoon in Vegas in 92, another
big
film.
Did he ever do a movie with Scott, his son? Was he they ever together in a movie?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't, but his son obviously hit big on a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, but James Caan, very unique man's man type of an actor. I tell you one quick story also. In 74, when the disaster craze was in full blown, Earthquake came out in 74. Charlton Heston was the lead in that film, played the character of Stuart Graff. But originally, producers were eyeing heavily James Caan to play the lead in that movie. And if he would have got Earthquake, I think that would have been a very different movie with his screen presence. Yeah. He's very different than Charlton Heston. I love Charlton Heston, but I think James Caan starring in Earthquake in 74 would have been a very, very interesting movie indeed.
Yeah. All right, some things. What's coming out? Let's talk about what's coming out this weekend before we get a couple of
really
other
things. Really, the one big one is the superhero movie Love. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Have you seen Natalie Portman?
Which is stacking on TV.
She
bulked up. Yeah, because she wields the Thor hammer in this movie. It's tracking at around $120 million opening weekend, so people are going to go see this movie. One other bit of news I want to touch. Today is the birthday of Kevin Bacon, who turns, I think he's 64 years old. Hard to believe Kevin Bacon is 64 years old, but he's had a good career also, Doug.
Yeah, he has. Tom Hanks somehow took exception to Tim Allen not being cast in Lightyear. I don't even know why he's involved in that. He has to play that role.
Well, he's Tom, and they're both the voice of the two lead characters in the Toy Story movies, and Lightyear's a spinoff or a prequel to Toy Story. They cast Chris Pine as the voice of Buzz Lightyear, and it's a prequel, and a lot of people speculate, like, why didn't they use Tim Allen? You know, some people speculate that Tim Allen politics are far right, and that's why Disney do it. I have no idea, but I get it. If you work with Tim Allen on Toy Story, I think it's a legitimate question.
Yeah,
to ask or do.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to the tally, the box office totals on Monday when you join us here at this same time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's now 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.